Yes, welcome back. 25 past 6, Sabahul Muslim. Now, if media hype is to be believed, you may be soon out of a job, pushed out by a robot. A McKinsey research report last year showed that up to 800 million workers worldwide may lose their jobs to artificial intelligence in the next 10 years or so. While half of contemporary work functions could be automated by 2055, we discussed the implications of robots taking over our jobs with the CEO and founder of Nika Technologies, Yashmita Bana. Also, she was Businesswoman of the Year in 2016 and nominated for the same accolade last year. Yashmita, morning to you. Pleasure to have you on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So, Yashmita, we cannot close our eyes to the reality of the latest developments in the sphere of artificial intelligence. But should we be worried? Are robots really taking more of our jobs?
Yes, and I think it just really depends on which report you're reading. You know, there is a lot of hype out there. But if you look at some of the other reports that are coming out, yes, I mean, there are going to be jobs that are automated, and we know which ones they are. So they're ones that have very repeatable tasks like manufacturing, right, agriculture, transport, and so on. But then while we are automating some jobs, we are actually creating more. So there's a report out that says, in fact, by 2022, we would have created over 50 million new jobs. The trick then is, how do we prepare for these new jobs that are created? So rather than this doom and gloom report that people are currently focusing on, let's change our narrative and look at what we should be doing in preparation for the new way of working.
So for a variety of reasons, more and more companies are retrenching. They're making use of digital programs like the online payroll system. This will ensure that there's at least one human needed. Does it not then make a human resources team obsolete?
Well, if you think about human resources, I mean, what is their function? It's not just payroll and administration. I mean, can you tell a robot that your child is ill? So I think what we are missing, you know, the tagline of my company is bringing EQ into AI. And the type of skills and jobs that are growing or that will be needed in the future is this type of EQ type skills, where a human needs to have that human-to-human interaction still. I mean, we've seen a greater emergence for creativity, for critical thinking, for analytics, and that type of skills, you know, you cannot get from a robot. So the shift needs to come, especially in how we're training up our children and how we're teaching them in basic education, not about just viewing data, because that's what a robot does. It's about the critical skills that we need to bring into our environment. Even with our current workforce, how do we retrain them so that the focus changes from mundane tasks to more productive tasks?
Yes, quite interesting. But you mentioned early on that you more or less know the jobs that are in danger.
Yeah.
What jobs are they? I mean, we know that in China, for example, there was a report that there's a news anchor that's a robot.
Yes, and I mean, that is, all of that is still very experimental. I mean, we're looking still, I mean, past 2030 before we even get to that stage. But the jobs that are, I think, in danger are probably, you know, things that are very repeatable, like production-type jobs, you know, manufacturing-type jobs. We know, obviously, that car manufacturing, there's already robots doing a lot of that. Things that require very low skill. Even supply chain and logistics is in danger in the future because, I mean, there's things such as driverless cars that's on the horizon. But there is a lot of policy and reform that we need to think about when for these things to come into play. I mean, these trust issues, I think, that's currently on the go now around these technologies that are coming. Would you trust yourself to go into a driverless car, for instance? So while there is this huge push towards AI and robotics and artificial intelligence, we need to make sure that our policies and our policymakers are aware of the changes that are coming. For instance, there's the new gig economy where you have workers that are not permanently employed, so they don't have access to the same benefits that a permanent employee would have, but they get hired specifically to do a project for 6 months or 3 months. And while it provides flexibility for these type of workers, the South African labor law is not moving quick enough to protect these workers or to protect the employees. You see, and those type of jobs are more appealing to the millennials, the ones that are coming out now.
Right.
Because yes, because it's giving you a certain amount of work-life balance and lifestyle choices that we wouldn't get if you're in permanent employment. So there's a huge emergence of that type of employment, which brings me to the point of learning. So whereas before, degrees, like 4-year degrees would be the norm, now lifelong learning is important, because while you could do a job for 6 months that involves some sort of, say, analytics, in the next 6 months you should be able to do something around analysis or creativity or marketing. Those are the jobs that are not so much in danger, I can call it that, yeah.
Yashmita, a pleasure to have you on Radio Islam this morning. We thank you for your time and we hope to chat again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, cheers, bye.